For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Another dark morning. Bill's got to be happy about that.
Dark and rainy. Oh, yes.
It's a Bill Bush dream right now.
Ah, yes.
At 6:02 a.m.
It's happy cool man. Out. Drought's over again. How much rain did we get, Jake?
I did not see the figures.
I'd like to get a number on that if we could. Lincoln respond.
Help us out, Breakers, on that one.
464-5685. Consult your rain gauges. Let us know.
Let us know. Photos, please.
All across Lincoln.
Photos of the rain gauge. I don't want to hear numbers. I want to see photos.
Yes. We'd like every precinct to report.
Absolutely. Please do. You know the numbers. Tip said 402-464-5685. We got to know. The city. What did we receive yesterday?
I think my cousin has already reported.
It's Dave. Really? Dave Dipple. Not Dipple. Mark. Not yeah. Mark Whipple. Dave Dipple.
And Mark Whipple. Mark Whipple has.
No, he asked the question, do you guys want some McDonald's breakfast this morning, to which I would say absolutely. I would take
egg white delight.
No, I do not.
What happened to the egg white delight? That was your thing for years.
All the time.
Yeah, but what happened to it? Was there a fallout with the egg white delight with you?
Not necessarily a fallout. I just switched to the sausage McMuffin with egg. Is there anything you guys request?
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
You're good? Do you got any requests?
No.
Ben, come on.
Unless they have chocolate milk.
Yeah, I think they do.
They actually might have chocolate milk.
That would be something that would be huge for me.
Dip.
A chocolate milk would be incredible. Yes.
Ben, you're not money.
You have a free breakfast here off.
Yes.
Come on, young Ben.
Yeah. You're not moneyed at this point of your
life.
Ben,
get the two mini sausage burritos.
Not a bad
idea. Yeah, you'll like. You'd love those.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
They come in a package. Little two of them. There are two little ones.
There you go, Dip.
Yeah.
I don't need coffee, but I would take some orange juice.
Jake?
I don't need anything. I'm good.
You know, chocolate milk would change my life.
Oatmeal after the show. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Yeah, Dip. I would take oatmeal. I'm out of oatmeal. Forgot. I'm gone. So I need Dave Dipple.
I'm gone.
Does McDonald's make?
Oh yeah,
oatmeal.
Sip ate oatmeal on Monday.
That's right. Sip has it. That's correct.
He ate it. I think on Monday on the show.
100
or Friday.
He eats during the show a lot.
It's important. He's got to keep himself, full
fitness.
Here. Yeah, fitness is important for Sip.
Hey,
are you texting Dave Dipple right now?
Yeah.
No, he's texting the order.
Hey, Dip, if you can't do this, it's okay.
Yeah. Also, or a Hostess pie.
Okay, he just typed back sandwiches. I don't know
what's wrong with oatmeal.
Sandwiches only. He's doing sandwiches only.
Okay. Sandwiches only.
Just get a sandwich, Jake.
Sausage, egg, and without cheese. I don't do cheese. I don't like cheese.
Ah, So now he's special ordering. This is insane.
I just said those
cheese. Someone calls in to help us out. Yes, could I get a lightly toasted.
Lightly salted.
Lightly salted. No pepper.
I will know.
Fat-free cheese. Good Lord.
I just said no
Who
cheese.
Who are you?
I just made an easier order.
Specialty order.
I just imagine the first of all, when you order specialty stuff from McDonald's, they're just, oh.
They're like, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, here we go. That's me. I'm one of those guys, apparently.
I'm one of the guys.
I saved them a step. No cheese. That's one less thing to do, actually. You should be thanking me.
Stop.
God. You tend to dig yourself into holes.
Yes, you do. You bring
just
up
out of nowhere.
All the issues you bring upon yourself. I'm going to lose my beef.
You specially ordered.
Power's still out. Jake has spent 2 hours. Some people went a week. Jake made it 2.5 hours. It was still distraught. There's no way to charge my phone. Yes, there is. Just get in your car. Start your car.
I'll always enjoy Lewis Clark and Sorensen.
Lewis Clark and Sorensen.
Yeah. Just causing problems.
Hey, Merriweather.
Yeah, that'd be great. Anything idle chit-chat for you? Oh, by the way, hold on. I got someone said on the text line, 0.35 inches, 6 miles east of Lincoln for real.
Thank you. Thank you very
Anybody
much.
Anybody else, please send your pictures of the gauges.
That's a nice Thursday rain.
I like to hear from all precincts.
All precincts.
So
are we divided into precincts in Lincoln?
Yeah, I think so. 464-5685.
Waverly, pig farmer, says 0.5, so a half inch over there.
Oh, nice job, pig farmer. Inches. Nice.
Pig farmer, so he's with us a lot?
He's 4 miles north of Waverly.
Okay, thank you. Pig farmer's been with us a long time.
Yeah, many, many years. Pig farmer.
Good to have you, pig. Hey, sometimes the worlds align. Sometimes things that, they fall into place. And it's sort of amazing. You would say that Huey Lewis is a friend of our show.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes. We want him sitting here sometime. Yes.
He had actually an album called Sports.
Sports.
He did. I didn't.
Called Sports.
Just heard it on the radio yesterday. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
You may know the name of the news. Who was all in the news?
I don't. But Sports was the third album by Huey Lewis in the news. Released in 83. Better times. Now I'm doing my Rick Heyman. It reached number one on the Wikipedia. Billboard 200 on June 30th, 1984. Blah, 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 blah. What four top 10 hits? I think you would recognize these songs.
Hit me.
Heart and Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun,
Heart
dun.
And Soul. Dun.
Yeah. The Heart of Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what the other ones are. Four top 10 hits, though.
On Sports.
Yeah. I Want a New Drug.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Have you heard that
that's,
one?
That's, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh God, these are really good.
Huey Lewis, good. The news was awesome.
If This Is It.
Yep.
Doo-wop. Doo-wop.
I don't know that part of the song.
If This Is It. Doo-wop. Listen to that part.
Okay, they do. Yeah.
It's like a Ben's doo-wop naughty. Right there. Thank Ben's you, Ben. Naughty. Yeah, it wasn't crazy.
If This Is It, The Heart of Rock and Roll, I Want a New Drug and Heart and Soul.
Good album right there.
Yeah.
Four hits.
It was numero uno. Numero uno.
Sports. By the way, half inch, 27th and South Street today.
Sounds like about a half inch.
Jesse and Milford got only 0.07 inches out there.
Well, Milford kind of took it then, didn't they? Yeah, it was a bad day for them. Didn't get the
drought
same.
Still there.
That's interesting to me. That's
don't know
is
what
that
happened.
A bit to our
that's no, to our west.
To our
Milford's
west.
Milford's on I-80.
Yeah, is it? Is it
yeah, I've never heard of Milford. that intrigues
no,
me.
No, I've been. I've
that
been
intrigues me.
No, I drive there on my bike. Yeah.
You take O Street out there though.
Yeah, that's one of the routes. Yep. Yeah. Is it slightly north?
It's south of the interstate.
South of the interstate.
Yeah, I mean you take O Street all the way there basically.
Oh yeah,
you can.
Right.
Okay. And then you go south from there when you get to the T.
South. Okay.
Yeah. Corey says Sports is definitely his most famous album.
Is it? Yeah.
Well, not just one, but his best album.
Okay.
Yeah. Four top 10 hits.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's hard
that's
to do.
It's pretty significant there.
Yeah. The Beatles are envious of that. No, they're not. But I didn't remember Sports. I didn't remember the album title.
Well, we have a text.
So, but I know this. Pig Farmer's with us and Corey's with us.
That's a good start to the day.
Yeah, it is.
We have a text from Tony here in Idle Chit Chat that says, Dear Jake, is Sip Bull working on any new material at all? Where are the streets? He might be dropping a new rap sometime in the near future.
No, I'm not going
I'm going to tell you right now, there needs to be one sometime Sip within Bull. The next 6 months.
Okay.
You got to bring one in the next 6 months.
Sip Bull. There was some
that's
confusion.
That's incredible name.
Beautiful.
Bill, I
rarely do you name yourself that well. Yeah, it was, when it hit, everyone else, don't text anymore. It's over.
Bill,
it's done.
I promise you, I did not think of that until the moment.
I know, that's what's incredible about it. I'm praising you.
Sit bull.
Yes.
And some people thought we were saying something else like sit bull. No, it's sip bull.
S-I-P, yeah. Bull.
Greg thought, there's a couple other things he thought it might have been I wouldn't say on the air, okay. But the sip, it's sip bull. Sip bull.
Not Pitbull.
No.
Who is running FIU now?
Yeah. Yesterday's show was interesting.
It was bizarre.
But Bill dropped that nugget about Colonel Sanders I thought about all day.
65 years old?
65 years old is when he got started. That's when things got going.
And
his life was going nowhere.
And I literally almost called my mom yesterday. I can't remember. I ate so many of those Hostess pies, but I can't remember where they came from.
Did she, if
my mom bought them, I don't know if we had them stocked.
They weren't a staple at our house.
Okay, here's my question for you. Were those sold in vending machines?
I don't remember that, but it could have been. Breakers, help us. I don't recall that.
Okay.
I don't. If they would have been, they made the old ones like that where you made the hard pull, almost like a cigarette machine.
I was thinking about those last night. I don't know. I just wish I knew where they
struck a chord there, Bill, with the Hostess pies.
Oh, those pies were a big part of my life.
Big part of my life also.
Shin Daddy just.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shindaddy.
Yeah, 2,000 of them. They went through 1,800.
Oh.
So they got 200 left. I'm not going to go up there. I'm
going to go take some.
No, no, yeah. Jake. I'm not
You need some.
Jake. Steve,
you thought
some
about
down.
Them last night.
What?
They were on your mind last night. You need a
They were
you
on
need
my mind because I was think for the life of me, I couldn't remember like why I ate so many of them. If I, like, where did they come from?
Also, I was very mesmerized by the freshness always of the crust.
Mm-hmm.
It was never.
You didn't get a bad one.
Never one time you go, oh, that's kind of an old one.
No,
ooh, that's not very good. Nope.
The preservatives must have been through the roof.
I mean, imagine the stuff we were eating. Well, they say Twinkies have a shelf life of like 10 years.
Imagine
something like
the preservatives.
That. The preservatives had to be. That can't be healthy.
Jake, no. Those pies, you never got a bad one. They all tasted exactly the same. Yeah.
I would say a Twinkie can last more than 10 years.
It's a long time.
Like 25 probably.
Help
right?
us out, bro. Ben, I know you're. Stay with us, Ben. Google that, please.
How long does a Twinkie last?
What's the shelf life of a Twinkie? Let us know that.
I'm going beyond 10 years, is my guess.
It's a long time.
More than 10.
So anytime you grab a Twinkie, you're never in like, well, I wonder if this is going to work. And the thing is, it's got some sort of a cream in it,
yeah.
Which would think that would not go well, but it doesn't.
It seems like preservatives. It's sheltered in there.
Yes, it is.
It's sheltered.
It's a safe harbor.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how that works.
It's enveloped within the...
I wonder who invented it. Imagine that. It's all of a sudden people are trying to get things to land on the moon and stuff like that. And somebody else is working on how to get Twinkies to last for 20 years. Yeah.
This person is more important.
That person lives high on a hill. Trust me.
Yes, many hills. Yeah, several hills.
Ben, are you writing stuff down right now? Is he getting a number?
Idle Chit Chat, yeah, sponsored by
our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. By the way, you want a rain update. Well, there's a situation on the East Coast. The hurricane is hitting.
Yeah,
Tony in Rayford, North Carolina, says today they had 2.5 inches of rain so far in North Carolina, projected to get 6 more inches of rain.
Mm.
That thing was shooting right up through Florida, kind of right up the coast. I followed it a little bit because I have friends in Florida, so I was texting them. Terry Story was texting him and Todd Basper.
Whereabouts in Florida?
They were out of harm's way. They were more to the west side, to the east, west side of Florida.
Okay.
And so west to central. So they caught a lot of rain, not a lot of damage, not a lot of high winds. Ben's got information for us over there.
Ben says 45 days is what they say for a Twinkie. I can tell you right
that's
now.
That's not true.
That is not accurate.
That is not accurate.
No, that's just information that Ben gleaned.
I'm not mad at Ben. I'm just saying. That,
yes.
That,
get off of Ben.
I'm not on Ben. I just said... That information, whoever he found it, is not accurate. That's not right.
I think it's unfair when Twinkies you attack Ben like that.
Twinkies last more than a month and a half.
East Coast, be safe.
Yes, please be safe.
Our ADD.
Mark yourself safe.
Our ADD has kicked in so hard at this point.
Yes.
It's all over the place. Thunder Not Colin says, what? Someone said they ate a Twinkie after 30 years and it was still good. So Ben's got 45 days and this person had 30 years of Twinkie.
Not Collins, I believe you.
Yeah, 45 days seems light.
Yeah, that's a little light.
Light. For the
it's okay, Ben.
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
Not mad at you.
You're doing great. You're doing great. He's from Columbus.
Anything else for Idle Chit Chat, Sip at all?
I like that. I like that. That VJ Lie count intrigued me on the grease board.
That has Farley written all over it.
It does have Farley
written all over it.
Was it two? What's the amount?
Two. There's two.
The VJ Lie count struck a chord with me. I like that.
And you could tell Farley was at his finest with this.
Yeah, that sounds like
still here.
That's one.
The VJ Lie count.
Farley, if you're listening, text in. Let us know what this is.
What were the lies, Farley? What were the two lies he had in VJ?
You can hear him saying, "We're going to keep track of your lies."
Exactly what it was. Two.
Oh, it's good.
No, I'm good. That's it.
Well, we have some people on YouTube that have commented that they're concerned about where did Bill's orange and yellow shirts go the last few
months. I've changed over.
I know. They're
saying, what's going on?
You've confused the breakers.
I've
on
made
right
the
now.
What's weather. Well, the weather changed. The weather change has made a change with it. So I've gotten out of the loop. If we get weather back, it's not over. I did go roughly 80-something days with one of the two shirts. Yes.
It was when you wash a long time. Constantly.
What's that? I have four of each. It's not one shirt.
Wasn't the same shirt every day, people. Come on.
I've got four of each. But I did rotate every day between orange and yellow.
It's not
orange
that cool out yet.
It's cool enough. So I went long sleeve.
Steven says he thinks that Mrs. Bill Bush, Laura, threw them out. That's not true.
She would like to. She's not real high on it. But I will say this. She accepts it. I mean, almost to the point, I wear them socially, too. I wear them out socially. And she'll just look at me like, that's what you're going with.
Did you have one of those in Canada? I think we saw that, the picture.
With the flag.
Yeah. And Sprague, Canada.
If I'm ever in a bad mood, I just look at that picture.
Bill with the flag, not smiling.
Standing by the roadside.
Holding a Canadian flag.
Not smiling. That's an ungodly picture.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful picture.
It's art.
It's not art.
It's art. It is absolutely art.
But I do. I love those shirts. I get a lot of comments on them.
Because why?
Carhartt.
Why is that?
Comfortable. They're so comfortable. Yeah. And that's it. It's so comfortable. Also, I think I fit in like that when people see me, they're kind of like, all right.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Construction people see me like, all right, I like that.
You're working hard. Yeah. We appreciate
you. The guys ask you to do stuff.
They grab hold of this quick. I do. I would always help them. If someone helps me with that, I'm going to jump in. So I'm always ready for it.
The thing that intrigues me about Bill, too, and I have not figured this part out, and I think about this all the time. I don't raise everything that I think about. He doesn't wear socks, and I hate wearing socks. I hate them.
Right? I don't ever wear, yeah.
Yeah, I hate them.
Never socks, ever. No,
but I haven't figured out how to do it.
Socks are tops 4 times a year.
Wow.
Four times a year.
That's what I prefer, but I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I just don't wear them.
You just don't wear them.
I don't wear them at all.
when I say can't figure it out, I can't figure out the comfort. Either way, I'm uncomfortable. I don't like wearing socks, but when I do, I'd rather not wear them. But the smell is what I'm getting at. I mean, there's an issue with that.
I don't have my, yeah. It doesn't really,
really
don't,
not too bad.
No, not bad. Mm-mm. Not yeah, bad.
Okay. Well, we'll keep trying to figure things out.
Try to check that one out. Yeah, work on that.
Hey, Jake, that's Idle Chit Chat,
sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Again, please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your summer and fall lawn care needs. I received a football text before we get into this today. This is beyond Idle Chit Chat. This is real. Somebody,
let's keep it real.
You know, the bus tour is going around the Big Ten. BTN. Tour is in progress.
Are they in Lincoln yet?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. This is from somebody that I don't have a name here. Some of the text line says, I watched the BTN bus tour at Rutgers last night.
Okay.
They look incredibly formidable. Big, physical, and athletic. 4 or 5 starters on the offensive line are back. Crew said their passing game looks much better with Cali McManus, the Minnesota transfer. 11 senior starters on defense. 7 of top 8 tacklers are back. They look like a team that's going to punch you in the face for 4 quarters. Shiano Tuff, better looking team than Nebraska physically, that person said.
Maybe, but that's...
They're a really good team, and the quarterback will be better.
God, let's not do this, though. Okay, first of all, I get where the texture's coming from. They're the flavor of the month, though. Rutgers become the flavor of the month.
Kind of have.
Now, I'm not disagreeing with you on Cali McManus, but God almighty, he didn't do anything at Minnesota to suggest, okay, he's taking over the league now at Rutgers. I mean, what did he complete? Like 54% of his passes?
Wasn't great.
I'd be way more concerned if Rutgers had the New Hampshire quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be more concerned if you're a Nebraska fan. Yes, yeah. if you're an opponent of...
Yeah.
of
Yeah, I'm not on the Cali McManus train all
But time. At the same time, okay, the Rutgers says flavor of the month, but everyone has them losing to Nebraska at Nebraska. I mean, all the conversation is 7-0.
I'm not on the 7-0 conversation. No, I was saying yesterday on a show, I could see 4-3 as much as 7-0, and that's not even a bad thing to say.
So you're on multiple shows. he dropped that. Well, he swung that in. Yeah. He swung that in like nothing. So no, you guys could just do one show. 7-0. That's great, but several.
I have to. 7-0. I could see 4-3 as much as 7-0. So you can take that either way. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
The point being is everyone has Rutgers losing to Nebraska.
Yeah, pretty much
they do. And so that doesn't. It's a home game. It's not like it's like they're over the top. Then that's just Rutgers mania type of thing.
I believe Kirk Herbstreit put Rutgers as his dark horse to make the college football playoff 2 weeks ago.
Oh boy.
He put Rutgers as the dark horse in the Big Ten to make the college football playoff.
11 starters back on defense.
That's what it said.
Yeah, no, it's true.
7 of 8 top tacklers.
That's what Lindsey's has.
I know 2 years ago when we played them at Rutgers and we beat them at 14-12 or something like that. I don't know what their score was. Yep. But anyway, they beat the living crap out of us on defense. They did.
Their defense.
I mean, it
was rough.
Casey Thompson, I was wondering if he'd come out at halftime. I mean, we got lucky. We got the interception.
Yes.
And we got the touchdown pass in the back of the end zone, kind of a miracle catch. If that doesn't happen, rough. It was a rough, rough game.
It was a rough game.
Casey was getting crunched that game.
It was insane.
He got rewrapped at halftime.
He did.
He got hit from 3 sides on the play, which you seldom see. He got hit from the front and both sides. It's not funny.
He got waylaid.
Casey was tough.
Yeah. And so a lot of those players are there. You'll see him again.
Yeah.
Those guys were sophomores playing at that time.
I guess what I'm saying is if anything.
What are you saying?
Hold them back. It's Cali McManus. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they got a great running back whose name I can't pronounce, but he led the Big Ten.
Monagai, something like that. Kyle Monagai.
He's good. He's real. He's real.
Their schedule's not bad, but they have Virginia Tech. You'll know everything about them. They go to Virginia Tech. So you'll know everything about them.
Acid test.
Now, the narrative changes like crazy if they go to Virginia Tech and win.
Yeah, or when they lose bad.
Or when they come for when they come to Nebraska. The narrative changes dramatically.
100. They're going to Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech's good. Virginia Tech's projected like a 9-win team. If they come out of that with a win, oh boy. Then you're like, oh boy.
Text line tells me it's going to be August 14th when they're in Lincoln for BTN.
August 14th. You know DiNardo, correct?
Pretty well.
Can we reach out to him?
Friend of the show.
100.
Can we get him on the show?
100.
That'd be DiNardo. I love talking to DiNardo. Yeah. And when you listen to people, I think as far as the I haven't watched any, and I enjoy watching when they travel around. I think the Big Ten is by far the best at that.
The
Big Ten Network. They do a great job. They're sometimes pretty, I mean, they're really, really honest with some things. Like, hey, listen, this look good. This has got some work to do yet. They'll say things like, okay. And they're always very, they're always positive. They're always going to be very positive about
that. Positive.
Yeah.
They keep it positive.
But they will, I think DiNardo does a great job. I really do.
Do you?
Awkward right now. There's note passing going on the show. I'm not even involved in the note passing.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's fine.
Bill, come on.
I don't know who's
don't
up
act
next.
Like a child.
If you had to guess who's next, if they start at Rutgers, are they going to Maryland next? Or are they going to Penn State next? Map out your route there. What's the best one? Where are they going next?
Bill's more familiar with that territory.
Well, Maryland would be the easiest.
Okay, Maryland, and then probably Penn State.
Here's the deal about Penn State. It's hard to get to no matter what.
if
you're in Pittsburgh, you want to go to Happy Valley? It's really hard. It's really hard to get
Harrisburg.
There.
Harrisburg.
Yeah, it's hard. Really hard. Yeah. Hard. So
that's we stay in Harrisburg. Yeah.
Everything about that is a hard trip.
Sip just loves going out to Penn State. Oh. Favorite trip in the world for Sip.
Can you go back and watch those? Like, I wonder, can you go back and just all of a sudden just, can you binge watch those? I'd love to watch.
Binge watch what?
But the Big Ten Tour. I'd love to watch the Big Ten Tour.
I think you probably could.
Yeah.
That would be a good.
You know, you mentioned that they're harsh. A couple years ago, I forget where they were at, but they were absolutely critical of one practice. And it wasn't Nebraska, but there was somebody they said, this does not look very good. They were very
really
honest. I need to find that because it was like, wow, I've never heard somebody that's like covering the conference be that sharp on somebody saying, I like the picture. Yeah. Not going to lie, Jerry, didn't like the picture there today.
Is that right?
But it was like four years ago. I forget what it was.
Or
right before COVID or something like that. But they were tough on them. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Not just, hey, this is the best looking team I've ever seen.
I got you.
I love the Big Ten Network.
August 14th. It's all getting very real.
Yes. Let's get DiNardo in here. That'd be Revson.
I don't know.
Is it Revson? Did I say it right?
Dave Revson. Yes.
He's really good.
Rick Pizzo.
Pizzo's good.
Howard Griffith.
Yes.
That's your guys on the bus.
I saw Griffith at.
He was an indie.
You guys do a lot of counseling, Sipple, which I appreciate. I saw Howard Griffith walk towards him. He said, "Hey, Sip, I never can remember his name."
Yeah. So I just
said,
your name.
And this is what I said. I said, "What's up, RB? Running back."
You did not. You did in Indianapolis. You did that. This past,
is that okay?
No.
Is that okay?
I mean, it's okay. But
okay.
Right now, he walked away. He walked past. He's like, I'm shaking his
this
head.
This guy's been on BTN.
Yeah,
I never can remember his name. I never. It always escapes me. It's like,
and he's really good.
He knows Sip's name, and Sip doesn't know.
He's really good.
He's good.
He's really good.
What's up, RB? That's all right. That's not
like.
I mean, you could say to Farley, "What's up, LB?"
You could.
Yeah.
It's come on. It's.
I just forget.
He's on TV.
He knows blank out on his name all the time. Blank out on his name. Howard Griffith. How do you remember that?
You remembered it now. How do you not remember when you saw him?
I'm confused, right? I don't understand.
I just can't. Whenever I see him, I can't come up with the name.
You know Jerry's name.
Jerry.
You know Dave Revson's name, right? Don't you?
Pretty much.
You know Rick Pizzo?
If Pizzo walked by me.
Pizzo's a 50-50 with me.
Okay.
I'd recognize him when I go, okay, boom, got it. And I'd be like, oh, give me a second. If it's multiple choice, nail it every time.
Would you say, what's up, BTN?
No.
You said, what's up, RB, to BTN's Howard Griffin. When he said to you, what's up, Sip? Not what's up, sir, what's up, guy? He said Sip to you.
What's up, RB?
How many times have you talked to him?
Not that many.
And he knows your name is Sip?
That's incredible by him.
Not that much.
Yeah, that would be when they come on the air with us. When you get them on there, that'll be our lead story.
They're not.
Yeah.
We'll get Jerry. But I don't know that Jerry can come in.
They're here. They're here. They'll be here. They'll be here the night before. They'll be able to come over here to the show.
Okay, we'll get Jerry.
Let's give it a shot. Let's work at it.
I think they
Breakers, what do you think?
In a
text
bus,
in.
Bus tour.
Do roll call.
No, that's tomorrow. Roll call tomorrow. Oh,
yeah. Swim's not here today. Mm,
that's right.
Hey, where's everybody at today?
I guess they're at Ohio State today, by the way. They're saying that's so.
So what
I'm going to guess that they were at Rutgers a couple days ago. The recording showed up last night.
That's probably about right.
We're going to have to put you on the VJ Light count.
I'm not lying. I'm just going off what the people are saying here. I'm not trying to spout lies over here.
So they were – okay, that makes sense. That Ohio makes State sense. Today, I'd like to see what they say about the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I would. I'd love to see that, actually. You can watch that tonight on your TV.
Will Howard slimmed down, they said.
Is that right?
They said he's running running extremely well. That's just for a little brief little thing that I caught.
I keep referring to Ohio State as a monster. I believe they are a monster right now.
I was listening to some other pundits on the radio.
You do good at this.
And it was at Big Ten Media Days. They were there. And they said the person that impressed them the most, by far, of all the coaches they talked to, was Google Me. He said they absolutely loved him. He says absolutely loved him. He says immediately when he left, I looked at what the over unders were on. It was five and a half games. That's their over unders. Said immediately. He said I wanted to jump on the overs
again. Said, now you play them at Indiana. So what are we doing right now? We're pumping some fear into Nebraska a little bit. The fan base, Rutgers, flavor of the month. You tell the little vignette about Google Me.
Yeah.
That game already scares me. It does. It's a scary game out there. You know Indiana will have dudes.
I mean, have you been to Indiana?
Oh, yeah.
It's a really game there. It's a really cool stadium. I like it. I really do.
What's so special about it, Bill?
I don't know. They closed the one end in now, so it's nicer. I like the stadium in Indiana.
It's really cool. It would have been really cool in about 1992. Yeah.
I love it.
But now, I don't know about now. 32 years ago,
I still love
flavor
it.
To it.
Bloomington hasn't updated itself.
Well, now, time out now. Bloomington's like one of the best college towns there is.
Bloomington's
an incredible college town. It is.
Are they lacking chain restaurants, sip or something, or what? Is that why you're down on
just
Bloomington?
Struck me as a little bit outdated when I was there. And it's for sure the football stadium. The steps in the press box are, you have to climb. You have to put one foot up like 4 feet to get to the next step. It's an incredible climb.
You need to see this visual climb.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be on ESPN.
Yeah,
your climb to the press box.
Before we get to break, now you have an offer for breakfast from Dave Dipple. But for those who don't have the free offer, you need to go to Early Bird because
the Bird.
That's right, the Bird at 19th and K. Lots of parking for free. Gotta love that. You don't have to pay for parking. You're not looking for parking. No. It's all right there.
You're right, Jake.
Great options like breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, of course, which is what, Bill?
Smothered
chicken fried steak.
Gravy boat. Bonus gravy.
How's that sound?
Sharon had a gravy boat. I know
absolutely.
She did.
The gravy boat. When the gravy boat came out, that was big. That was a very fancy type meal. The gravy boat came out.
And probably a nice vessel, too.
Yes, it was. The vessel was very nice.
They've got
probably a little art on
arty,
it, sort of yes, subtle yes. art.
They have several types of pancakes. They also have the famous hash holes.
Say it again.
Hash holes.
One more time.
One more time.
Hash holes.
Eyes up. How he does his eyes up for the absolute
nailed that
best.
One. Nailed that one.
Thank you. Sounds like
you,
there's a tornado in town.
It was wah, 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 wah.
We got cocktails for breakfast. And breakfast, brunch, and lunch at Early Bird. Check it out today. 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day. They are
get
open.
Get an omelet, get a Bush Light, enjoy your day.
That's how you start the day right there.
I just would like to think that there's at least one borough there all the time.
I would imagine there is. I'll find out.
Jamie or Dan.
Maybe Dan's there.
Thank you always for remembering Dan.
It could be Joe.
Joe might be there.
I know he's got camp right now. He's probably keeping him busy.
What would you do if you walk in and saw Jimmy Burrows sitting there?
Jimmy would be incredible from Mississippi.
Yeah.
It'd be a good sight.
Yeah.
It'd be a good sight.
Drinking a mimosa.
Yeah.
He'd sit down.
I'll get Jimmy on the phone. We'll have him call into the show. I'll have Jimmy call in. We'll talk about it.
Plug his business.
All the time.
Yeah.
Get him back on. Early Bird, 19th and K. When we come back, we got a couple guests from Beck's Hybrids here on Early Break.
Are they lowbreds?
No, they're hybrids. Next, they're
hybrids.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.